Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It is Wednesday the 29th of June. And today's news story is about a musical superstar performing at a tiny pub in the southwest of England. But before we find out who that was and what happened, remember that you can read the text of today's news story while you listen if you join the Learn English with Ben fan club, where for €5 a month you can get access to transcripts for every episode of Learn English with News, so that's four a week, and one Parler Anglais episode a week, that's my other podcast, all with extra vocabulary and grammar points. So you can do that on my Patreon page, where you can find out more and register. It's patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. That's Patreon, which is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Okay, so today's news story, let's take a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using. We'll look at the words first, and then we'll look at what they mean at the end. Okay, the first word, impromptu. Impromptu. And I'll spell that. I-M-P-R-O-M-P-T-U. Impromptu. The next word is punter. Punter. P-U-N-T-E-R. Punter. Next, to pop in. So that's a phrasal verb. To pop in. Next, inconspicuous. Inconspicuous. I-N-C-O-N-S-P-I-C-U-O-U-S. Inconspicuous. And finally, a phrasal verb, to end up. And then also I want you to pay attention to the structure of the sentence when I use this phrasal verb, to end up. So listen out for those words. At the end, we'll come back to them and see how I use them and what they mean. Okay, so here is today's news story. Pubs are a huge part of British culture. Some people go to their local pub once, twice, maybe three or four times a week, and usually it's familiar faces that they see, friends or family, but very rarely global superstars. But at a little pub in the southwest of England, one very famous musician walked through the door and even surprised locals with an impromptu performance. Coldplay's Chris Martin had been at Glastonbury Festival as a punter rather than a performer, and on his way home, he popped into the Stag Inn in the village of Hinton Charterhouse for a pint. But he didn't try to be inconspicuous. In fact, he ended up sitting at the piano and playing one of Coldplay's hits, A Sky Full of Stars, for a couple who were planning to use the song for the first dance at their upcoming wedding. The pub tweeted a video of the performance with the caption, "You never know who might pop in for a pint. What a lovely man he is." Pub owner Chris Parkin said, "It was really brilliant, a brilliant moment. It's always a little bit of a shock, things like that. It was one of those things where you go, right, this is happening." Martin's band Coldplay have headlined Glastonbury Festival four times and are currently on a break from their world tour. And that's today's news story. Right, so hopefully the news story was relatively clear, but let's see how you did with the vocabulary that I mentioned at the start. And the first word was impromptu, because Chris Martin surprised the locals with an impromptu performance. So an impromptu performance is done without being planned or rehearsed. Now that's the meaning of impromptu, without being planned or rehearsed. A punter. So I said Chris Martin had been at Glastonbury Festival as a punter rather than performer. So usually he performs at the festival, as I mentioned. Four times his band have headlined the festival. But on this occasion, he was a punter. And this means he was a member of the audience. So he was attending the festival as an audience member. Next, to pop in. He popped in to the Stag Inn in the village of Hinton Charterhouse. So he popped into the pub. He made a quick visit. To pop in is to quickly visit. Inconspicuous is the next word. He didn't try to be inconspicuous. And inconspicuous means discreet. Discreet. So he didn't try to hide himself or disguise himself. He was not discreet. And finally, to end up. So he ended up sitting at the piano and playing one of Coldplay's hits. So to end up doing something means to arrive at a conclusion different than expected. So I don't think anyone really expected him to sit at the piano and start playing, but that's what happened. And notice the structure of this as well. He ended up sitting at the piano. So when we use this phrasal verb to end up, the verb that follows must be in the gerund. So to end up sitting at the piano. Okay, so hopefully that's all nice and clear for you now. If not, maybe go back and listen again. Make sure you understand perfectly. And of course, you can read along with the podcast if you join the Learn English with Ben fan club, patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I'll be back with another new story tomorrow.